You know, one of the stories of the last week or two that just really sticks with me is this this bus painted black, no markings, basically, you know, trying to sneak through, gets pulled over near Traverse City by Grand Traverse County deputies. And they find the driver plus 19 people on the bus. Their paperwork's not in order. They're here illegally. Nothing adds up. They're illegal aliens. They're headed to a tree farm, apparently. Anyhow, so they're all taken up to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, where they're processed by Border Patrol and then turned loose. In Michigan's Upper Peninsula, no job, no place to go, no idea of where they are, obviously. Talk about culture shock. But this is the way the border's being run right now. The border is wide open. My next guest was actually in McAllen, Texas with me here a couple of weeks ago when we went to the border to look at what was happening in McAllen, Mission, Hidalgo, that area of the border. Jim Runstedt is a senator from White Lake, a Republican. Senator, good to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Steve. Yes, you're outlining very succinctly what's happening here in Michigan. We have these buses. I guess this driver of the bus had some, like, voter ID. That's all he had. He didn't have a driver's license. This is what's
But he had voter ID. That's even more disturbing. Carry on.
Yeah. All across the state of Michigan, we have Governor Whitmer. Probably a lot of your listeners are very aware of her. She had the longest lockdown in the United States during COVID. And so she is now throwing the red carpet out for anyone here illegally to come on into the state of Michigan. Now we have Chicago and New York are completely full, the five-star hotels. You see the same kind of thing with that bus, these hotels. People go up and try to film, like, geez, this is an $800 night five-star hotel filled with people here illegally, and they say, nope, this is a private, get out of here, get out of here. So now we have Detroit where they're just completely filling up the city of Detroit with illegal aliens, and she's thinking this is fabulous, just like all the Democrats are. The end goal is they're hoping for an amnesty, that so-called deal that the Democrats cut with the Senate Republicans, where they were going to, in essence, let 150 million people in that would normally be illegal would now be legal, and then all of them will be given asylum. And then after 5 years, we'll be eligible to become citizens. So this is the end goal, is to create a one-party.
Which is insane. And, look, we don't have the capacity to – look, we have a housing crisis in Michigan. We know that because the governor's trying to spend hundreds of millions of dollars creating housing in Michigan. Is that to house illegals, Senator? Is that the plan here?
Oh, just like in all these other states, they seem to get first dibs on just about everything over our veterans. We have the Veterans Administration chair in Detroit was fired last year for egregious treatment of our veterans. So our veterans are terribly treated. We have veterans out on the streets. But if you come here illegally, oh, they're going to roll that red carpet out. You're going to be well taken care of. One of the governor's programs is up to $500 a month in rental payments. And it doesn't matter if you're here illegally or not, you qualify. When we have people that are working class people that can't afford a first home, can't even afford their rental, and she's giving these kind of benefits to illegal aliens.
Let me ask you about something here. Let me jump in and ask you about something else here that's in the headlines. Broke yesterday afternoon. Because the Biden administration, and remember, Governor Whitmer's riding with Biden every place, right? And holding his hand along the way, apparently, from the pictures I remember. The Biden administration now admitting in 2023 that they pushed at least 320,000 inadmissible illegal aliens into the United States. They flew them in. They never came across the border. They put them on jet planes from Central and South American airports to 43 U.S. cities. They refused to tell us what cities, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that DTW, Detroit, was one of those airports they were flying into. Maybe Grand Rapids, who knows? But 43 cities in the United States, 320,000 that they admit to that they brought in, inadmissible. These people can't even be here legally, and they're flying them in directly, not even having to walk over the border. How shocking, Senator.
These Democrat voters, I'm sorry, the Democrat office holders simply do not care. I have spoken on this issue over and over and over again. I spoke on it last week. They are lockstep with every program. Every single illegal immigrant that comes in, they're like, this is another Democrat voter. What it cost in fentanyl deaths, we don't care. What it cost in child trafficking, sex trafficking, we don't care. What it cost in resources to the state, we don't care.
Well, every they're starting to care.
Their goal.
They're starting to care because the political backlash is coming. When the 22-year-old Lakin Riley was beaten to death in the University of Georgia, a face was given to the border crisis of a 22-year-old nursing student beaten to death in the middle of the day, in the middle of a college campus, in the middle of America. That puts a face who, by the way, Joe Biden's administration yet to utter her name. But the fact of the matter is there's a face now to the crisis. Go ahead.
You're right. It's a 70-30 polling just about everywhere. Sometimes it's 80-20 in favor of let's close this down, let's close the border down. But I'll tell you, I've talked to these Democrat office holders here in Michigan. Not a single senator, and I'm the senator, not a single one will peep a word of protest. And so they're down to the 30% core Democrats. That's all I see it across the nation. I have not seen a single Democrat. Maybe there's a couple on the border of Texas that speak out, but in the whole nation, I haven't heard one of them say, let's close the border down.
You might have missed it, and this is pretty remarkable. It happened yesterday. One United States senator said it's time for a tougher border bill. He rejected the border bill. It's John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. Believe it or not, John Fetterman stepped up and said, we need a tougher border bill. This guy, who's a bit compromised, is smart enough to figure out we have a problem at the border, and he said it. I played it earlier today. In fact, I'll pull that soundbite up for you. We can play that, because if you don't mind, Senator, I'd like you to hang with me through the break if you've got a few extra minutes.
Absolutely.
All right, so Senator Jim Runstad from White Lake, trying to get some cooperation, some buy-in from other members. Okay, so if we could jump to bite number four, AC, go to bite four. Here's the Fetterman bite. I'll let you listen to this, and then we'll talk about it after the break. Bite four, go.
At least I, as a Democrat, you know, am willing and eager to go stronger than the border deal that was here. It might be actually appropriate given the circumstance here at the border.
Want a stronger border bill, and it would be appropriate because of what's happening at the border. So, Senator Runstad, you listen, think about that. John Fetterman gets it. There's a crack in the Democrat failing border policies. And what do you think? Send me an email, stevegruber.com, the place to do that. Stevegruber.com, the place to send me emails about the border or Bidenomics, the two big failing issues for the Democrats heading into this election cycle of 2024. Never more critical has it been than it is this year. Again, stevegruber.com, the place to send an email. Let me know what you think. I read them. I read them all. I try to respond to as many as I can. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.